Jay and Belville says, Baz in the movie Knocked Up, they got pink eye from a bear.
Bear butt.
Farting. What is it now?
Well, I think he's saying bear butt.
Farting on their roommate's pillows.
Yeah, in that movie, that's what happened. I also got an email from Juan Hernandez.
Yes.
And he's saying the same thing. And that's exactly what... I've heard that 1,000 times.
But so I could have got this from No. And by the way, is there anybody out there? Is there a doctor? Anybody? Roger's saying that if I've got a sty or pink eye, I just should get Visine, regular Visine, to put that in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Doesn't he need that to stop the irritation as best as he
can? I look like the guy 28 days later, where the eyes all start going completely red.
You're gonna go to the doctor.
And it's shutting. It's puffing
up. They're gonna give you an antibiotic, a steroid, or something like that. And that's
if I'm supposed to do Visine, that's fine. I don't like to put stuff in my eyes, but I will try to do.
It'll help. It'll make all the irritation, itchiness stop.
I just don't want to do that. I just don't want to do that, and it be the wrong thing. Let's take this phone call before Roger does.
What's it gonna do?
It could do. You know, I could go crazy. I go blind. And it's your fault.
What'd you say? What if my eye blows up?
Yeah, caller, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know, man, that Serena Williams, you ain't never seen Serena Williams and Ricky Williams together at the same time, man.
She's a, you know, it's funny how both of them look different. Thanks there, Elvis. How different they look, the Serena and Venus, the body types. One's a thin, you know, just really looks like.
Every time I see one, I think it's the same one anyway.
Yeah, I think we 433-1037. Let's see if we can get some quick diagnoses from our callers. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Dave. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, you talking about your red puffiness in your eyeball there. My girlfriend had the same thing, and she talked to one of her Cajun buddies, and they told her to go ahead and cut a piece of cucumber sliced up.
I've heard that as well, yeah.
And it took the redness and the itching away within the next morning.
Well, you know, that's almost hard to believe. I've heard that. I've seen girls put cucumbers on their eyes for
puffy eye.
Is that what it's for?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I need something more than that.
I'll buy you a cucumber.
That's what I've heard anyway.
Good morning. You're on the show with no name.
Hello? Hey,
yes.
If you've got pink eye, you need to go to the doctor because that's contagious.
RJ thinks it's a sty.
I don't think it's pink eye. I think it's a sty.
I don't know the difference. I've always heard of people having them, and it's one of those things sometimes in life you wonder, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a sty. Sometimes it's an inflamed eyelash.
That's what RJ said. Is that the sty? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Or it's a pimple-like incident.
You can put a warm, moist, warm compress on your eye.
Compress.
And it'll take it away.
Well, you know, it's weird, though. You know, was yours, like, the whole socket painful?
Yeah.
Okay.
In your eye, you feel like you can't open it, and it's bad.
So, well, Roger, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. So, Roger, would you, during the break, look in there to see if there's an eye? Can you,
of course I will.
You see the eyelashes?
Yeah, you can see it. I mean, you have to pull your eye way down.
I've had eyelashes before in my eyes before, but I've never had anything. That's
it's
what
usually
makes
like an ingrown hair type thing in your eyelash, or if it's like a pimple that pops up underneath there.
It could just be that you have to take your eye out.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, Elvis, what's...
Hold on, let me... It's still rebooting. Yeah.